2 Timothy, chapter 1. Paul, a sent one of the Anointed One, Jesus, through the will of God, concerning the announcement of the message of the life of God, which is in the Anointed One, Jesus. To Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Anointed One, Jesus our Lord. I thank God whom I serve, as my forefathers did, with a clear conscience, while I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. Remembering your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy, having been reminded of your sincere faith, which first resided in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and, I am persuaded, resides in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan the flame of the gift of God which was confirmed in you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but of power, love, and self-control. Therefore, don't be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but suffer hardship for the good news together with me according to the power of God. It is he who saves us and calls us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in the Anointed One, Jesus, before the ages of time. This purpose has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior, the Anointed One, Jesus, who rendered death ineffective and brought the eternal life of God, even immortality, to light through the good news message. It is for this message that I was appointed a herald, a sent one, and a teacher. This is also the reason that I suffer these things. Yet I am not ashamed, for I know the one in whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that he is able to safeguard the deposit which he has put in me until the day of his appearing. Maintain the pattern of sound words, which you have heard from me, through faith and love which are in the Anointed One, Jesus. Guard that good thing which was deposited in you through the Holy Spirit which lives in us. You already know that all those who are in Asia have turned away from me, among whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. May the Lord grant mercy to the house of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. Instead, when he came to Rome, he sought me diligently and found me. May the Lord grant him to find mercy from the Lord in that day, because of the many things he ministered to me at Ephesus, as you know very well. This is the end of 2 Timothy chapter 1. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.